Moses says this, be careful in Deuteronomy 4:9. Watch yourselves closely so you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb when he said to me, assemble the people before me to hear my words so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach them to their children. So it was God's plan that parents and families would convey biblical truth to the next generation and then that generation to the next generation. Deuteronomy 6, the passage I just read during the baby dedication. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. So from the perspective here of this covenant that God made with Israel, the family unit, the parents, were responsible for teaching and training their children in biblical truth. When we move through the Old Testament to the book of Proverbs, we again see this pattern of parents teaching children. It says in Proverbs 1:8-9, listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Don't forsake your mother's teaching. They're a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Or Proverbs 4, listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. So from the old covenant perspective, in the Old Testament, the responsibility from God is on the parents to train the children. When we shift to the New Testament, look what we find in Ephesians 6. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So it's not just an Old Testament thing. It's a Bible thing. So a healthy church is going to be filled with leadership that is equipping families, equipping parents to be able to train and equip their children. And that's what we want to do with Pastor Ligio coming on. We want to begin doing some training and equipping to help you be able to do what you're called to do and supplement it here through our children's ministry, our youth ministry, and our young adult ministry. But for the rest of the message, that sets us up. For the rest of the message, I need any child here and any youth. Come on down. We got some chairs, little comfy chairs. We're going to have you sit in a semicircle. Come on down. Come on, girls. I need you down here. Come on. I'm going to need your help. Yeah, come on down. I could use your help. We got chairs. Do it a semicircle, gang. Now, you big youth, okay? You're going to help these little ones because they're going to need your help. All right, bring her down. Hannah, you going to help her? Okay, take a seat. Yeah. Maria, have they done geometry yet? Because I'm thinking semicircle. We're hurting a little bit here. All right. All right. So what I want to do, now we're going to do a couple of fun things and they're going to out there be laughing and enjoying. They're not laughing at you. They're enjoying you. Okay. So how many of you remember when you guys were young and even now your age, you ever play a game called Simon Says? You know what Simon Says is? So whenever I give an instruction, if I preface it with the phrase, Simon says, then you do it. If I don't say Simon says, you don't do it. So for example, if I said, Simon says, stand up. Awesome. Simon says, sit down. Oh, you did that really, really well. Can we cheer them on? A little round of applause. Help them. All right. Good job. All right. So are you ready to try it? Here we go. Simon says, stand up. Simon says, turn around. Wave to everybody. Uh-oh. Simon says, turn around. And Simon says, sit down. Now, we're not all going to stand and stare at Gio for not being able to follow instructions. But thank you, buddy. That was perfect. That was not planned. All right. So you got it then. So Simon says you do something. So during the course of the message, if Simon says, you'll do it, right? All right. So one more time, practice. Simon says, stand up. Okay, good. Sit down. Ah! Simon says, sit down. Okay, good. Now, there is an old song that is at least 300, maybe 400 years old. Now, the origins of the song are kind of murky, but it appears that this song connected to a prince called Prince Charles Stuart. And he was called the Bonnie Prince. So, how many know your alphabet? What's the second letter of the alphabet? A, B, B. If I say the word that begins with the letter B, I want you to jump up and sit down quickly. So if I said the word book, what would you do? Ready? Book. Up, down, quick. Oh, they're good. Some of you must have had your coffee. All right. So this song has a lot of B's in it. Okay? And so as I pitifully sing this song, whenever I have a word that begins with the letter B, you jump up and jump down. So, for example, my Bonnie, oh, beautiful, lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. So, bring back. Oh, gotta be faster than that one. My Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, yes! Now, I want you to know, they're out there thinking, why on earth is Pastor Ray doing this? He must have gotten too much sun at the beach, or maybe a wave hit him. There's actually a reason why we're doing this in just a minute, okay? And we're going to go over that. Now, you had some practice, right? So Simon says you'll do something. If you hear the B, you do something. Well, I'm going to do one more. And this one happens to do with truth. What does truth mean? Any volunteers? What is truth?
Something that is true.
Somebody's been reading the dictionary. Truth is something, how about make it simple? Truth is something that lines up with what's real. So if I said to you, today is Sunday. Is that true?
No.
Yes.
Actually, it is. It's true. But if I said today is bloop day, what's bloop day? Bloop day is true. If I said to you 2 + 2 = 4, no, 2 + 2 = 4, that's true. But if I said 2 + 2 = 5, that'd be false. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a number of statements, and if they're true, you stand up. And then sit back down. Okay? Just like you heard the B up and down, Simon says you do. This time when you hear a word, this a saying that's true, you stand. Okay? So here we go. February is the shortest month of our year. Good. Winter, spring, summer, and Jupiter are the four seasons. That's not true. Okay. Puppies run on the ceiling. That's not true. Today is Sunday. Good. Kittens are a type of animal. That's good. Good. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement. It's a little bit longer, but this is a statement recently, over the last week or two, a very, very famous religious leader made. Ready? There is only one God, and each of us has a language to reach God. Some are Sikh, some Muslim, Hindu, Christian, and they're all paths to God. I'm glad that none of you are standing. Because even though this very, very, very famous religious leader made that statement, it's not true. It's not true. See, it's not true for a couple reasons. First of all, the different religions, they don't all agree with each other. For example, Christianity and Judaism and Islam all say there's one God. Hindu says there's thousands of gods. They're not the same. And Christianity says that Jesus is God in the flesh. Islam would not say that Jesus is Allah in the flesh. So there's differences, but there's another reason why we say that statement is not true, is Simon says it's not true. Really? Yeah, take a look at this passage of scripture in Acts chapter 4. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected. This is Simon Peter saying this. Simon says, Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Simon says Jesus is the only way of salvation. So if Simon says it, we believe it. Right? But not only did Simon say it, so did the Apostle Paul. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. And ultimately, Jesus himself said it. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And the reason we can trust Jesus is Jesus made some incredible statements. Like if I said to you, today is bloop day, you don't believe bloop day. That's not true. But Jesus made some incredible statements. He said that I'm going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to put me to death. And 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. Well, that's an incredible statement. And if he didn't follow through with it and it didn't happen, we couldn't trust Jesus. But Jesus died and he rose again. And there is evidence to support that. So if Jesus makes statements and backs them up, we can trust what Jesus says. And Jesus says that God's word is truth. He's truth, God's word's truth. So what's going to happen here in your life, you're going to hear statements. Not exactly like today is bloop day, but you're going to hear people make statements that aren't necessarily true, like that religious leader did. You need to be able to discern, to learn and discern what's truth, like kitten is an animal, and you can stand for that one. All right? You're listening, just like you're listening for those bring back. You're listening. You want to listen to what God's word says because God's word is truth. It is real. It's dependable. And we can rely on it. But I want you today to do more than just know truth, discern truth. I want you to pursue truth. And this is where I need your help. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 10. Perfect. Oh, even better. Should we do this? No, I don't know. Boys against girls? That's not really fair. We don't want to put two Verderbers together. We should separate the Verderbers. Okay, Mr. Verderber, over there. Cameron, could you move over there? Mr. Verderber, could you move over there? We're not doing two of you together either. So one there, one over there. Cameron, over here. Gracie, over here with Cameron. Okay. Now, I know you two are inseparable, but today you're going to have to separate. Which one wants to go over there on that side and help Gracie? Crazy and Gracie. Yes, Crazy Gracie. That's perfect. Okay. And you, young lady, how would you like to help them over here? Yeah. Okay, pop over there. You're over there. You all are going on a treasure hunt. Okay? I have two treasure hunts. One of these treasure hunts is going to get you to a treasure. The other one is going to lead you to a dead end. Because in life, there is truth that you follow when you follow Jesus that leads to treasure. And there are lies in this world that you believe that don't get you to the treasure. So we're going to have some fun with that. And I am going to, how old are you? How old are you? Are you four? Okay. So I'm going to have you, with their help.
You know they have six.
Right? Yes, I know. Well, you're helping, right? Wait a minute.
That's seven.
I can't add. Wait a minute. How did that happen? Okay. Can you go over here? Thank you. Well, that's what I get for busting on you guys about your circle. I have been humbled before the congregation. All right. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I've got clues. Now, scattered throughout this congregation, there are additional clues. This is just the first clue that gets you to the second clue. Okay? If you're the treasure hunt one, you're going to get a treasure, which I hope you'll be gracious enough to share with the other group. Okay? That's grace. All right, so I don't know who's getting which one. Don't open it yet. You're going to work as a team. Say the word team. Simon says, say the word team. All right. Simon says, say the word team. Okay. And you're helping them. Okay. So, we're going to start by having them cheer you on. Okay? Cheer on this group. Cheer them on. Come on. Cheer them on. This group, cheer them on. Cheer them on. Oh. Remember, you're not, it's not you trying to do it all. It's your team working as a team. On your mark, get set. Simon says, go. How about a little cheering them on? A little bit more cheering. Come on, yeah, yeah. Woo, woo. Remember, folks, team. Gotta have her in there.
What's the next clue?
Come on. I want to tell the little one. Did you guys grab the big Kleenex box? Okay. And what did it say?
Dead end.
You see, in our culture today, there is a belief that truth is not true for everybody. You might have your truth, you might have your truth, you might have your truth, but truth isn't for everybody everywhere at all times. But see, because truth is a reflection of who God is, truth is true everywhere at all times for everybody. Jesus isn't just the truth for you and not for you and not for you. Jesus is the truth for everybody. And there are things that are true. Now, you're going to be hearing things in our world that they will tell you things that aren't true. You need to be listening. If they tell you something that's not true, it's just like Simon not saying, do it. So you don't do it. You're listening for truth. You're listening for that T, truth word. So just like you're listening for the B of my Bonnie, you're listening for truth. You want to have your ears attuned to truth. And you want to pursue truth because people will tell you things in our world that are not true. And so you want to know what truth is. Because it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. You will find the treasure, and you found $100,000 treasure. And because your pastor is a pastor of grace, I'm going to bless all of you with one of them. There's always room at the table for one more. Give this to your husband. And what your children just heard is what we're reinforcing in our program, in our kids' ministry. We're taking them through a 3-year process of learning the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. They're learning the broad, big picture of God's kingdom, the story of redemption. And so what they just heard is just as true for you out there as well as those watching online. There is truth in our world. Truth that is true for everyone, everywhere, at all times. And that truth is found in who God is, the person, nature, character of God. Jesus embodies truth, and the Word of God is truth. And so in a world that doesn't know what's right from wrong, and even many religious leaders are rejecting, go back to the truth, build your life on the truth. There is the treasure in the truth. Lord, thank you for our time together today. Thank you for a lesson of truth. And that as our desire here as a church is to build into our families the foundation of truth, because that's what stands the test of time. Jesus said if we build our lives on him and his word, that when the storms come, they can't overpower us. Lord, I just saw this past couple of weeks a storm there in North Carolina and the waves pummeling the beach and the dunes being taken away. But Lord, what a difference when we build our lives on Christ and his word. We stand, having done everything to stand. May we as a body of believers, as a family of God, build our lives on the truth of God's word. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And everybody said it. Amen. Go in the grace of our God. Thanks, folks.